Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Now, as some of you know, I'm not going to say I'm vegan, but I've gone vegan for the past number of days. Well, since Monday afternoon, actually, really kind of came about as an accidental challenge on the show, and my plan is to try it for about 2 weeks. And look, I've had a kind of a mixed experience, I suppose, so far. I probably am just eating a lot of the same thing. I'm eating a lot of salads and falafel. It's just really falafel salad is probably all I've eaten for lunch and dinner for the past number of days, with the exception of maybe a plant-based or a vegan pre-bought mushroom tortellini thing for 2 days. But yeah, really the last couple of days it's been an awful lot of the same. I have to say one thing though. A lot of people said to me on Instagram when we were talking about this online and here in the show, you know, I'm interested to see, do you feel hungry or do you find yourself feeling quite hungry all of the time? And I don't. I haven't actually had that experience over the past number of days. But the bit I was always struggling about was this coming weekend, because I plan to go home to Donegal. And while there are multiple places and restaurants and shops you can go to, you know, near us here in the office in Dublin City Centre, it's really easy to go out and get stuff, you know, handy stuff. I'm not going to say there isn't a broad selection at home, but I doubt it's going to be as plentiful as it is here in Dublin. But so I'm joined today in studio by Malte Haaf, who's the head chef at Glass. A lot of our listeners will know Glass. It's right in Dublin City Centre. And it is, of course, fully vegan or vegan and vegetarian Malte restaurant?
Vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah, it's a mix of both, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
More vegan and vegetarian because I'm vegan. So yeah, more vegan and vegetarian.
Really. Yeah, so it's more vegan. It's a busy restaurant, I should say, first of all.
It is very busy, yes.
Yeah.
Especially during the summer, we get loads of tourists. So it is a very busy time for us at the moment. It's great.
Is that something you've noticed has changed, has increased over the years? Is it people who are going to Glass, are they going to try vegan, vegetarian food, or are they going because maybe it's one of few options?
When the restaurant opened, I wasn't there from the beginning, but I think in the beginning it was just something fresh and new. There was a big hype, so we were very busy. Then obviously pandemic came. It was struggling, I think, for the whole industry. So after that, we fell off a bit. And we just regaining a lot of customers, lots of regulars. And by now, there's a lot of, there's a bit of an international following. So there's lots of tourists coming, and there've been actually return guests from the States, from Australia, from all over the world, you know. So it's really growing. You know, saying all this, like the last 4 or 5 years, it's been a bit of a struggle.
This is something you're very passionate about, though, because you're chefing for 20 odd years or
yes,
so.
Yeah.
But then you yourself turned vegetarian and vegan, and now obviously you're working in Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is it hard to get the menu right, to have multiple options, or how?
I think it was, you know, when I joined Glass, it was, you know, my first role in a plant-based restaurant, really. So it was a struggle as well. I kind of had to find my feet. By now, it's just about invention and being creative and, you know, showing the Irish people and international market what you can do with vegetables, you know. So it's just really all about us celebrating the vegetables and how we get creative with them.
How far behind are we compared to other European countries, and, you know, in terms of embracing and being a little bit more adventurous with fruit and veg?
I think, you know, that from my point of view, obviously, me going out, I'm struggling a bit because there's not enough restaurants out there. I think I read a few years ago, like, Ireland was like the vegan capital of the world, which I have no idea how that happened. But, you know, someone obviously made that statement. I wish there would be more restaurants. You know, I think there's a lot of young people, and a lot of people are really open to this, you know, looking at our customers. I think a lot of people are really excited about the prospect, eating plant-based and see what you can do. So, you know, I don't think the island is very much behind.
Yeah, a lot of what I've been doing this week is kind of trying to find substitutes for things. Now, I don't really have a huge interest. I have myself previously tried the sort of plant-based, you know, products, but, you know, right, kind of bacon and sausages. I don't particularly like them anyway. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like them. The bit I've really struggled with this week, though, despite suggestions and ideas from a lot of our listeners, around sauces and trying to create dressings and sauces like that. I've struggled a bit with that. Now, obviously, yes, I could have followed more recipe books and, you know, and more recipes out there. But that is the bit. I find a lot of the food quite dry.
Okay.
Any thoughts or suggestions on how I can combat that?
I guess, you know, it depends what you have. I mean, I wouldn't say plant-based cuisine is and dry in particular. So I guess it depends what you have. I just walking in, I heard you eating a lot of falafel. I guess that's how it started out, and falafel tend to be incredibly dry.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a falafel, you know, have like a nice plant-based yogurt with it and just drench it in it. You know, have like a nice salad and dress with some easy like lemon dressing and a bit of olive oil and, you know, lemon juice or so. You know, that's already like a great tip, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of the things I suppose I was a little bit concerned about this weekend is travelling home to Donegal and options. Because when I'm home, I like to go out an odd time or have lunch or go for dinner at some point over the course of the weekend. But also I've had friends who've asked me when I'm doing this and I'm vegan for the 2 weeks already or hoping to be vegan for 2 weeks to maybe host people or have some friends over and you know, cook some food for them. So you've sort of compiled some what you think are easy to make dishes for people starting out, things that you think I could try my hand at. So what have you got on the menu for me?
Well, you know, I guess I came in on quite short notice. the food I do in a restaurant is very technical, right?
Of course, I'm thinking, I don't expect it. People don't expect it to be restaurant standard.
Being honest, you know, being a chef for such a long time, so when I come home, I usually do like one pot wonders. So I like to call them. So I do like stews and curries and whatever. Like, you know, my fiance, she hates me for that, but you know, it's not very sophisticated cooking, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm just looking at, you know, we just previously launched in a restaurant like a new kind of brunchy team. And I picked a few dishes from that.
Brilliant.
Which I think, you know, they're quite light, you know, they're quite summery, and I think they're easy to execute, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of trimmed, you know, being chefy a bit down. And made them a bit more approachable. So I could think you could whisk that up over the weekend.
Fantastic.
You know?
So talk me through what you've got for us. If you want to maybe pass over one or two of them for us so I can...
Okay, so what we have, it's one of the main dishes we have on the menu at the moment. It's a squash or a pumpkin pancake. Now, we always like to do kind of predictable, but then doing our own turn or twist on it. So we have some pumpkin pancakes. We make some chimichurri sauce, which is like a South American, it's like kind of like a herby dressing based on garlic and lots of beautiful herbs. So that's pretty simple. Some beautiful mixed leaves, you know, seasonal, beautiful mixed leaves.
Okay.
And then for texture, I have some toasted pumpkin seeds.
So do you want to maybe pass over
of
some
course.
Of them so I can try and tell listeners what I think of them. So can you talk me through while you're doing that, Malty, how you would make these or how, you know, even for getting ingredients and that?
Looking at the recipes, right, you know, you would basically cook your squash, you know, peel, dice your squash, either steam it or roast it, whatever you have available to you at home. Steaming is ideal. And then it's pretty much just turn it into a puree and then fold in all the other all the other ingredients. You know, so there's like chopped celery, spring onions, chili, stuff like that through it. And you just fold this through.
Okay. And that helps to kind of get it all together and plate it up. Yeah,
yes,
that's
you know,
perfect.
And then, you know, obviously you put in a bit of baking powder on the end, just kind of to help it rise.
Okay.
You know. So I'm just gonna.
So what are you throwing on top there now? Because our conscious listeners can't see what what's happening.
Can you just imagine how delicious it is. Pumpkin seeds, like
wow, this looks fantastic.
This is my chef coming through. So I'm all about like, why is food exciting? And it's about certain point on the tongue. You know, so it's about saltiness, sweetness, acidity. And so I always try to balance my food like that, you know, and then about textures, you know, chewy, soft, mushy, and then crispy. Crispy is very good. So that's usually when I would do something, I always add a crispy texture to the dish. It just keeps it exciting.
It's funny, initially looking up the sauce, you'd think it's a pesto, which is something I couldn't buy during the week because of the parmesan in it pre-bought. But it's not pesto at all.
It's not.
So just tell me a little bit more about that, if you can, in terms of making the sauce.
The sauce, it is kind of an idea of a pasta. Like, usually it's chopped, you know, so you have your base. You have your base of olive oil, you have your base of your roasted garlic, and then you would just finely chop all the herbs and fold them through, you know. So it is like a rough, chunky pasta, really, you know, if you want to, you know. Put it like in simple terms. It's just the ingredients are different, you know. So
it's gorgeous.
There's oregano in it. Oregano, thyme, you know, lots of garlic, parsley.
Would you serve this typically as a starter or a main course?
This is a main course.
Yeah, I was thinking because it's quite filling.
It is. It's very filling. Yeah.
You know.
you know, people sometimes come to a restaurant and they think that the portions are quite small, but they're very filling, you know, like pancakes.
Yeah, you know? There is a little bit of that. And that was something that people mentioned to me during the week, you know, asking me, like, do you feel hungry all of the time?
But yes.
Yeah, but you, actually, I haven't at all. And maybe falafel is quite filling, though.
Yeah, it is very filling. Like, you know, plant-based diet is probably tend to, because you eat a lot of pulses, a lot of legumes. So yeah. all these things like lentils and chickpeas, all of these are very, very filling.
Okay.
So,
what else have you got for us on the menu today?
Okay, what else do we have? It's a little bit more technical, I guess.
Okay.
I made some arancini, or we make some arancini. Again, I took it off of our menu. So these would be saffron arancini. You know, arancini, if anyone knows, are basically risotto balls and usually fried, filled with cheese and fried. So
they're amazing.
They are amazing. I think, you know, there's not many people out there which don't like arancini, right? So what we do, just basically a bit of garlic aioli. Actually, aioli is actually very, very easy to do.
And how do you do aioli though, in from a vegan perspective? It's vegan mayonnaise.
It's actually you base it on soy, you know. So the protein you have in egg, we take out, and you base it on soy milk. So it's pretty much the same base, you know, like soy, mustard and soy, and then you would emulsify your oil.
Okay.
And you know, if you really want to go for the eggy taste, there's something that's called black salt. Pretty much. And black salt has a very high content in sulfite, and it really has this kind of, I don't know, pungent smell and taste of egg yolk.
The mayonnaise, actually, or the aioli, tastes just very similar to your regular garlic mayonnaise. That has been the one thing that I found quite difficult, is to find a typical sort of Hellmann's mayonnaise replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something people typically tend to do on themselves at home? Or
I wish they would, but it's pretty much like... you're just seeing if you recently like a hack, and let's say you have some olives at home in olive oil. You literally can just take out the olives, you know, and you're left with the oil, and put a bit of soy milk, a bit of mustard in there, take a stick blend and blend it, and boom, you have like a mayonnaise based on your olive oil, which you probably would get rid of. So, you know, I think that's great. So it's very easy to make, but... you know, these days, I think it's much easier going to the supermarket and buying like vegan Hellmann's mayo. Like, I probably would do that. You know, I wish I could say I would do mayonnaise at home myself, but I don't.
Yeah. are the products that are out there now in stores, and it certainly seems that a lot of the main supermarkets have now much bigger vegan areas and sections. Yeah. Have they got better at that?
Oh, much better. I think since I started my plant-based diet, it was already better. But I guess, you know, like places like Cornucopia or so, which they're, you know, waving the flag for plant-based cooking for a very long time. I think when they started out, you know, there was nothing. Like, it's just, you know, you would be looked at as having a disease or so, you know. So it just, there was no options there. But I think these days, supermarkets, I think it's a lot easier to get plant-based product. And I think it will get more and more popular as well.
Yeah.
You know?
The arancini is lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. I suppose it's exactly like the kind of typical arancini that most of us would have. But arancini by its nature tends to be a more vegetarian dish anyway, isn't it?
It is. You know, I mean, saying this as well, as I obviously done a lot of plant-based vegetarian research, you know, you really actually only realize when you think about it that there's already so many, you know, from the history, there's so many dishes out there which have been always vegetarian, you know, or vegan, you know. So it's just like, you know, tomato sauce with pasta.
Yeah,
you know, like, I know, net,
just
you know?
as basic as that. Listen, it's been great to actually try some really nice vegan food.
Thank you.
A hell of a lot better than what I've been eating for the past number of days. But says you, as a head chef at Glass, it would want to be. Malte Half, thanks a million, though, for joining
us
here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.